每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
9月14日，真正的友谊。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。约翰福音13章35节。人类的灵魂是孤独的，他必须得有陪伴。完全留下他自己，就什么也不能享受。上帝在一开始就说到，那人独居不好。参考经文创世纪2章18节。夏娃的创造就是人类陪伴的开始。上帝的子民为一体，不是为了单独运作，不是为了彼此漠不关心。世界上唯一真正的身体是教会。这世界也许会夸夸其谈兄弟之情，但实际上他的理念是人人为自己。上帝的孩子一定拥有最丰富最真诚的友谊，不论是现在还是将来。只有在真正的友谊和真正的爱里，我们才能找到和平的真正基础。如今，只有上帝才能打破分裂人类的国家和种族之间的障碍。只有上帝才能提供我们对同胞的这种爱。除非我们都信仰耶稣基督，否则我们永远不会在地球上建立人类的兄弟情谊。基督是世界上唯一真正的凝聚力，只有他才能用真挚的爱把人心凝聚在一起。让我们一起祷告。父啊，求你教导我在基督耶稣里真正的兄弟情谊。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
September 14th, True Friendship. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:35. 35. The human soul is a lonely thing.It must have the assurance of companionship. Left entirely to itself, it cannot enjoy anything. God said in the beginning, It is not good that man should dwell alone, Genesis 2:18. The creation of Eve was the beginning of human companionship. God's people are a body, not intended to function separately, not intended to be unconcerned for one another.The only true body in the world is the church. The world may talk grandly of brotherhood, but in reality, its philosophy is each man for himself. God's children are guaranteed the richest and truest friendship both here and hereafter. Only in a true friendship and a true love do we find a genuine basis for peace.Only God can break down the national and racial barriers that divide men today. Only God can supply that love that we must have for our fellow man. We will never build brotherhood of man upon earth until we are believers in Christ Jesus. The only true cohesive power in the world is Christ. He alone can bind human hearts together in genuine love. Let's pray. Father, teach me true brotherhood in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.